just for us to come together and bow down and sing some songs and pray and then listen to a message. No, this is not the way. Right? In the Old Testament times, coming to Jerusalem, and you cannot just worship in any place. You have to come to Jerusalem, definitely. And tonight you have to realize that the place is ordained by God. God's people didn't have any choice. You cannot worship in your backyard. You may have a nice garden, but God didn't care for your nice garden. He said, you cannot offer sacrifices in your backyard or any place you see. No, you have to go to Jerusalem. The place is very important. It's very important. This is the first condition. And number two, when you come to worship, you cannot come empty-handed. That means you have to bring something. What do you bring? Not money. Not money. You have to bring the offerings. If you want to know what the offerings are, you read Leviticus chapter 1 to 7. You have the burnt offering, you have the meal offering, peace offering, sin offering, trespass offerings. You have all of these offerings, including the wave offering, the heave offering, the vows, the thanksgiving offering, and even the drink offering. There are quite a few offerings that you have to bring to the Father, to God. You cannot come empty-handed. So this is the way of the offering. And when they come to offer, firstly, to God, because the offerings are food to God. That means you have to prepare some food for God. How about that? I don't think you have the concept that if you come to God, you have to bring some food for God when he tells you. And you come, you are faithful to come to every meeting Sunday, right? Did you come bringing some food for God? Did you? Have you ever thought, today is the Lord's Day, tomorrow is the Lord's Day, or, tomorrow it's already too late to raise a cow. So, you need to, all the time, you have to be in the preparation already. How about you, George? You're bringing some food for God? You have that concept? George's concept is, I actually have to prepare a message for the saints. Right? Yes. How about you, John?
Yeah.
Oh, Lord, what do you want to speak to the saints? You may have thought, you have to 预备食物给神? 没有. Nobody had a thought. Well, for a true worship, you're required to bring food for God. Tomorrow we can read some of the verses there, right? That the offerings are food for God. God's bread, God's food. Have you ever thought of that, to bring food for God? You say. Nobody thought about that. So what happened? For 2,000 years, God is hungry. God is hungry. Because nobody brought something, right, for him to eat, for him to enjoy. Bread. For him. We never thought that worship God means to bring food for him. It's God's food. Right? And then when they all come together, then there will be a feast for everybody also. You have the feast, keeping the feast of the Passover, right? The feast of unleavened bread. Feast of the first fruits, Christ and the resurrection, and then the feast of Pentecost, of course, and then you have the feast of trumpets, the feast of reconciliation, and then of course the last feast being the feast of the tabernacle. And we all have to be feasting together. How about that? This is the way God wants his people to worship. Now, in the Old Testament days, that is not yet the reality, so it is not the real worship yet. But God has to use that as a picture to prepare for the true worship that's coming in the new covenant. So when the Lord Jesus Christ came in the Gospel of John, I believe the Lord just couldn't wait. Finally, the hour has come. Finally, the hour has come. And the Father has been seeking for this for, oh, so long. Too long. Before the Lord Jesus Christ came, Judaism was practicing that kind of a service. Even they didn't practice it properly. At the end, they became demon worshippers. For 2,000 years, the Father was waiting. So finally, when the Lord Jesus Christ came, he said, the hour is coming. The hour is coming. And when?
Now.
Now is. And now, that was at the time of the Lord Jesus. It's supposed to start already, pretty soon. But from then until now, how many years now? Another 2,000 years. Oh, my goodness. You know, the Lord must be very disappointed. Why? My goodness. During the time of the Old Covenant, the Father didn't find the true worshipers. Now, even in the time of the New Covenant, after 2,000 years, two, remember your name. I'm going to call you from now on, brother, 2,000. To remind you that a Father is waiting for 2,000 years. 2,000 years. Can you wait for 2,000 years? Pat, can you wait for 2,000 years? And can you imagine our Father is waiting for 2,000 years? Ladies, you are 等了2,000年了。 没有人能想到。 Nobody thought about being the true worshippers to satisfy the Father's desire. Now, what about us here? What do you want to do, Gui Hui?
Do it right now.
Do it right now, amen. Right, from now on, we need a turn. This is why I told some of the brothers, this is a very important turning point. That means you have to change the way you meet. To have a change, David, is not easy. You think it's easy? No, it's not easy to change the tradition. It's coming to the meeting. The pastor prays for you, and then after that, you listen to a choir, and then you listen to a message, and after the message, the basket is passed around, you throw your money in, and the pastor bless you, and then you go home, and that's worship. Sunday morning worship, right? They call it Sunday morning service worship. And what about us? For us, we have the Lord's table, which is very good. I'm happy we have such a wonderful Lord's table to remember the Lord, number one, to eat and drink of him so that we will not forget that the Father has given us such a wonderful Christ. And we thank the Lord, we pray, we sing some songs, that's very good. That's for the Lord, because we are thankful that he died for you, right? Right? Then then traditionally we have worshiping the Father after the Lord's table, right? 是不是啊? Oh, 敬拜父了,敬拜父,对不对? 不平完了,要说什么? 敬拜父,怎么敬拜啊? 唱一首两首诗, how are we going to worship the Father? Oh, the brother will select a song or two concerning worshiping the Father, and that's it. Poor Father, he only gets two songs. Two songs. And some churches, they don't even do that anymore. But you know, whether you do it or you don't do it, doesn't matter. Because that's not worship. You think the Father will be happy? Even if you have a very nice voice and you sing two songs to worship the Father. Sister Catherine has been in the church life for so many years already. Isn't that the practice? That's the tradition. You think the Father is happy?
你想想看,雷弟兄,你真的说诚实话啊,不要怕人家生气啊。
Don't be afraid that people get mad at you. Speak the truth. Do you think the Father is happy? Now, let me ask you, maybe the other way around. Are you happy? Do you really think the Father is happy? And are you satisfied? But nobody thought about it. Nobody asked this question. Right? So tonight, I hope you can go to bed and think about it before you go to bed. And if you can't sleep, it's because you have not been worshiping the Father and you'll be repenting tonight. Father, forgive us. So many years have passed and we have not seen this. But you know, I really thank the Father because it's on the one hand, the Father has really, God has really helped us in the church life to bring us up to this point. Because in no other group do the Christians have the liberty to share, to pray, to fellowship freely. You don't see that too much, right? In where you go, do you see people standing up, share something? No, right? No. But praise God. Right? Oh, I'm sure you shared many times. Share. Not sharing to the Father, but you're sharing for all the saints, right? Right? 分享。 你跟谁分享啊? Oh, I'm impressed. Or impressed with what? Right. I'm touched. Oh, this verse touched me, right? Oh, this verse spoke to me, and you just share mainly in this area. 是不是? What is the worship? But, you know, but at least more or less we are being trained to share something. Now is the time to prepare an offering instead of just 分享. 你不要说分享了, 你说我要献祭。 Don't say, I'm going to share something, or I'm going to fellowship something, or, you know, I have a testimony. No. The Father doesn't want your testimony. But the Father wants your offering. You should now, in order to change your concept, you should change your terminology when you stand up now in the time where you are worshiping the Father to say, I have an offering, Father, to bring to you.
How about that? Of course, there's a time when you would like to share a testimony. That's something else. But, you know, we need to learn.
要慢慢的来改.
I understand we're not going to change overnight. It takes time to practice. But at least you need to realize in your heart, from this day on, that we want to be a true worshiper. Really wonderful. Okay, I'm not going to keep you too long now. Right? Tomorrow we will continue, but tonight is just to open up so that you can have something to dream about. You will have something to dream about tonight when you go to bed. If you can't sleep, you think about Father, talk to Father. Ah, I want to be a true worshiper. Okay, Janine? Good. Praise the Lord.